I'm not going to have any bugs in my building. I loathe bugs.
Calm down. I just took a shower with a cockroach from hell. He's in there doing his hair right now.
Do you have a question about bugs? Call with your questions for the experts from Blue Sky Pest Control at 1-800-ROSIE-4U.
Would you call the Clear Crisis Center?
And good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. For this hour, we're going to dive deep into the topic of pesky pests and scorpions and termites and cockroaches and ants with our good cockroach expert, Mr. Curtis Whalen from Blue Sky Pest Control. Thanks for coming in, my friend.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, if you don't mind, I want to repeat a little offer from earlier in the show so everybody be aware of it. We had a special guest on at 7 o'clock in the morning from the Scottsdale Museum of the West. And if you didn't catch that hour, we had the chief curator from the museum on air. And she and the director, Mr. Mike Fox, have decided that in the month of August, for every Rosie on the House listener that brings to the front desk a picture of their home improvement project for the whole month of August, you will be given a free admission to the museum. And I just got a tour of it this week. Jennifer and I will be joining it as members, and we will be regular visitors. Not only is it an incredible architectural building, but the exhibits are absolutely fantastic. When you look at the lineup of events and exhibits they've had in the past and what they've got coming in the future, boom. We're in. I'm not going to miss a chance of membership at that. So a picture of your home improvement project gets you in to the Scottsdale Museum of the West any day in August. That brings us to today's 10 o'clock topic, again with Mr. Curtis Whalen from Blue Sky Pest Control, talking about bugs. What are we going to do with the bugs?
They're heavy right now. This is the time of year when they're at their peak almost.
Are they heavier than usual even?
This year, our call volume has definitely been up.
Is it?
Which doesn't surprise us. You know, weather can have an impact on it. We're heavy year round. I mean, you know, and each year you're going to have decent amounts of pests. But this year, with our rain in the early part of the year, January, yeah. February, and then it actually started out a little bit slow in the spring because it was a little bit mild.
Yeah.
But
dry,
now that,
hot, yeah.
And now that it's warmed up, though, it kind of kickstarts them, and they've been extra heavy. The last few months, we've been extra busy, busier than even last year when we compare.
Well,
so pests are up this year.
Did you see this week they're projecting Arizona population will break 7 million if it hasn't already?
Wow.
So, I mean, that's going to drive your call load a little bit too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when I hear those estimates on over the next 10 years, how much it's going to grow, it's pretty crazy how big it's going to get.
Now, Curtis, I lived in my house. We've lived in our house for 30 years. The same address, same house, same domicile, same crib, whatever you want to call it. And we were there over 25 years before we saw our first scorpion. We felt like we were like a little scorpion-free zone of the desert. And now we're finding about 3 or 4 or 5 a year. I mean, what's the deal with that? Are they migratory? Have they moved in our turf?
Yeah, actually, what's interesting is when I first moved in my first home here in Chandler about 10 years ago, we didn't have any, of course. It was a new house. But at both the entrances of our new subdivision, they'd planted, you know, rows of those big palm trees. And my wife's like, hey, you know, this is awesome. No scorpions. I'm like, well, it's just a matter of time. She's like, well, what do you mean? And I'm like, the people at the entrance right next to those palm trees were seeing them from day one. We talked to one gentleman. He's like, during his first year there, he counted over 100.
Ay, ay,
and
ay.
So when I heard that, I'm like, well. And so I'm like, hey, let's make bets. You know, is it going to be 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years before they kind of move? Because we were kind of in the middle of the development.
Yeah.
Sure enough, about the 3-4 year mark, we saw our first one. Now, we were treating regularly.
Okay.
And we were doing things, which obviously kept it down.
Yeah.
The only challenge is I had neighbor on the side of me and behind me that didn't do anything. They didn't do any pest control. They didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so sometimes it can challenge you a little bit when others around you aren't participating.
What pest drives the most phone calls at your office?
The top three are definitely scorpions, ants, and termites. And obviously termites are kind of separate.
Yeah.
You have to treat it very specifically. scorpions and ants are definitely our biggest.
Every time it rains, we go through another bottle of ant killer. I mean, just little tiny ants, big ants. I mean, they pop up over the property.
Mm-hmm.
We're just magically come from. They're not hibernating until rain. Or
a lot of times, what happens is they're already around, mm-hmm. and then they might even be there, but the rain washes it out, and then all of a sudden they have to go to get busy, you know, re-excavating and kind of cleaning up their nest, and all of a sudden you just see some more activity. Or there are times actually when it rains is when you have swarmers come out, like the reproductives that are going from a mature ant nest that's maybe, you know, next door, a little ways away, and they come over and they burrow into the ground and start a new colony. And so that's how they're always promulgating. So ants are they're amazing little animals, you know, and they're very successful.
Aren't ants like one of our number one hit page on the website?
It is. And from a previous broadcast, Blue Sky was on with us. Y'all had a statistic that there's the biomass of ants is greater than people.
That was kind of surprising, actually. That's, when we saw that on the internet.
That's incredible.
Yeah. They're more successful than us, I guess.
think about that for just a minute. Just think about that. The biomass of all the ants on planet Earth exceeds the biomass of the human population.
Now, what is there, 6 billion people? Is that currently?
I think it's bigger than that.
On the planet?
Oh, billion. No, I think you're right. Yeah.
6 billion?
330 million in the... I don't know, Romy. I don't know. So I've lost that
1,000.
You're averaging about 150 pounds a piece.
You know, I was going to go around 135.
Taking all the kids.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm hurting the average.
Kids and you know, we have more food in America than most other places.
Well, we'll let
you. I was going to take the.
We'll let you Google world population, multiply it times 130 pounds in a minute. Tell us
135.
What, tell us what that is. All right.
81 something. I got to count the zeros here. Hang on.
That's a lot of ants.
Romy's taking off his shoes to count.
And then how many different types of ants there are? I mean, you have those little bitty, just nuisance. I call them cool deck ants. You know, they don't bite. And mm-hmm. I've never been bit by them, but they're just constantly crawling along the edges of the cool deck. And then, of course,
the really are you talking about the really small ones?
Really
that are,
small
like,
ones.
Look black or
yes.
dark brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are probably the dark rover ant.
Okay.
And they've become really prevalent here in Arizona. They've been here for a while, but they usually get kept in check actually by other ant species. But what's interesting over the last 10 years, this is kind of an interesting fact. Over the last 10 years, there's some products out there. People refer to them as non-repellents. They've been very successful on a bunch of different ant species, but they don't work very well on the rover ant part. You know, some people think because it's so small, scientists have found that that active ingredient just doesn't work on it very well. Well, it wiped out all of its natural predators that kind of keep it in check. Now it's become one of our top one or two pests, ant pests. They're actually difficult. They're more difficult to control because they don't like the normal baits. and so there's actually some very – so there's a company that developed a bait just for them. It's actually called a rover ant bait. And you don't see that very often when a product's made specifically for one species.
810 billion pounds. If there's 6 billion people at – 135, 810 billion. How many ants do you think that is?
What is that ant weigh?
The number.
Are we in the trillions? Or
we're beyond trillion.
We're in the Google thongs. Oh, man.
What's this sideways eight? What do they call that? The sign
infinity. Infinity.
Isn't there a term for that symbol, though?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sure there is.
That's probably the day I wasn't paying attention to math.
Okay, so the rover ant mm-hmm. is now kind of like super prospering because we've annihilated the upper chain ant eaters that would keep them in check.
Yeah.
Another 10 years ago, manipulation.
We rarely ran across the rover ant. Now it's probably one of our top three or four ants that we deal with. So,
and is baiting them?
It doesn't work very well. They're very finicky for most baits. The other thing, the challenge with do-it-yourself on ants just in general, though,
yeah.
is because what you can get like at Home Depot or Lowe's yeah. or wherever usually is like a repellent. And it'll kill the worker ants, but those worker ants only make up about 10 to 15% of the colony. Most of the colony is underground. You got the queen, all the larvae, all the eggs, all the worker ants that are feeding the larvae and tending to them and protecting them. And so you have such a small percentage of the workers that you're seeing. Those ones that are out foraging make up a really small percentage. And so, yeah, you can spray something on those to kill those, but then you have 90% left that will just keep sending more workers. And so that's why people – and sometimes you can make your problem worse. So that – and then also, even if you do find a good bait, they don't work on a couple of these ants, like the rover ant. And the crazy ant will take bait sometimes. Crazy ant's probably in the top six ants that we deal with. And it doesn't take baits very well. So that's why you got to know the species and you got to use the right product. So those are a few of the challenges that's why we have, 40 different products on our truck for working with different pests.
40?
I'd have to count it, but it's close to that, yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, when y'all show up, you certainly are equipped with a lot of things that I haven't seen historically, traditionally, being tools of the pest control industry. I see your guy walking around our house like with this little feather duster thing, and then he's got this little blower thing, and he's checking everything. I want to find out more what all that does, because it's more than just your typical little walk in, spray the chemical, walk out the door, and be gone, which is what I'm accustomed to growing up here through the 60s and 70s. That's all the service we ever got when we were growing up at home. And then you could smell it in the house for another day and a half and all of that. So the new tools being used in the pest control industry by Blue Sky Pest Control, we're here talking with owner, I guess we got to give Nate a little recognition too.
Yep.
Your co-owner.
Hey,
correct.
You only get recognition
if you're
show
here.
Up.
That's right. That's only if
he's not here. He's out of luck.
He's not an owner today. But you have a special Rosie on Ice offer you want to offer our listeners.
Absolutely.
Let's do that real quick.
This is for today only. This is for just Rosie listeners. We're offering, this is for a general pest control service, a $79 initial service, which is normally $149 or more, depending on the size of the home. That's regardless of the size of the home, and that's when you jump on a regular pest control service. We have customer service representatives standby right now. You can call them at 480-635-8492.
That's a half-price introductory offer.
Yeah.
Blue Sky Pest Control and the number?
480-635-8492.
Okay, and when we get back, I want to talk some more about the tools of the trade in the pest control industry, because there's new things. These guys show up with things hanging on their belt and they're carrying – you just never saw in the past.